在录音中，你将听到一篇短文及五个问题，请根据短文内容及问题选择正确答案。短文及问题听两遍。
Mike went to a mountain village for his holiday. One night, he stayed at a small hotel near a train station. Before going to bed, he went to the owner of the hotel and said to the old man, "Excuse me, sir, will you please wake me up at 4:45? I'm going to take the 5 o'clock train tomorrow morning." "Oh, sorry," the owner said. "I'm afraid I can't. I don't get up that early." "Do you have a clock? That would help me," asked Mike. "Yes, here it is." Mike took the clock happily, but when he looked at it carefully, there appeared to be something wrong with it. "Does it ring on time?" he asked the old man. "Sure, just shake it when it's time to get up, and it'll ring."
Questions. Number 16. Where did Mike stay one night? Number 17. What time did Mike want to get up? Number 18. What was Mike going to do the next morning? Number 19. Why couldn't the owner of the hotel wake Mike up? Number 20. How was the clock? Mike went to a mountain village for his holiday. One night, he stayed at a small hotel near a train station. Before going to bed, he went to the owner of the hotel and said to the old man, "Excuse me, sir, will you please wake me up at 4:45? I am going to take the 5 o'clock train tomorrow morning." "Oh, sorry," the owner said. "I'm afraid I can't. I don't get up that early." "Do you have a clock? That would help me," asked Mike. "Yes, here it is." Mike took the clock happily, but when he looked at it carefully, there appeared to be something wrong with it. "Does it ring on time?" he asked the old man. "Sure, just shake it when it's time to get up, and it'll ring."
Questions. Number 16. Where did Mike stay one night? Number 17. What time did Mike want to get up? Number 18. What was Mike going to do the next morning? Number 19. Why couldn't the owner of the hotel wake Mike up? Number 20. How was the clock?
听力测试完毕，请做笔答题。